The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
See, I already know how this day gonna go, right?
How's that?
You know what I'm saying? J-Mac, you been a little motherfucking feisty. I mean, text message. I mean, anything I say, it's just like, you on edge with me. It almost seemed like the old J-Mac. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a rough day already for me.
Why?
I woke up early, right? So.
Oh, shit. That's the first.
We're recording on a different day. So instead of recording at night, you know. This is early. I don't know if I'm really a morning person, right? And I got up early this morning because they had to take my car to mechanic. I bought it from CarMax, so they don't work on the weekends. Their auto department. So they said, I'll make you an appointment someplace else. I pull up this morning at 8 o'clock. These motherfuckers ain't open either. So on my day off, about 7 a.m. sometime, I got my ass up, fucking got ready, drove in the fucking rain over to this place.
It was raining hard, too.
Yeah, only to realize that all of that shit was for naught. And I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know if it's the CarMax people's fault or if somebody at this shop just was like, fuck it, I ain't coming in today. I don't know. But either way, I didn't get shit done and I was up early and now I'm here. What's up?
And so I guess it's a snowball effect. No. And then I added to it.
How'd you add to it?
Because I overslept a little bit and then I text.
You were fucking snoring. I was handling business.
I'm going to tell you, J-Mac, what got me up this morning, because I woke up several times because I was scared I was going to oversleep. Like, I was up at 5, I woke up at 6, and then it was 8. I went back and said, man, it's too fucking early. I'm not going to get up. And then what woke me up the last time, I hit one of the... I was like, shit.
His sleep apnea.
Yeah, it kicked in. I hadn't heard that in a minute. I said, what fucking time is it? I was like, shit, let me get the fuck up. Then I had to shower, iron my shorts, and then get out. And then it was raining. I didn't realize it was raining.
Yeah, but we chose this time today for you, Jay Smooth.
For you.
For you.
We did. We did.
You were like...
So you couldn't be late because it was your choice. It was the reason why we're doing that. We're bending like this is because we had to bend for you.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
We did. I appreciate you guys.
But my only problem with J-Mac is if you can't do mornings, what happens when we become the morning crew in whatever city that we get hired to do?
That's different.
Oh, it's different.
That's different.
we're making six figures. It's different.
Right.
What if God said he wasn't a morning person, J-Mac?
Well, he's not.
It was all about expectations, right? I expected
things
for
to work
my
out this
car
morning.
To be.
Serviced.
You know, taken care of by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I expected you to have your ass here on time.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
I felt very let down up to this point. So my day hasn't, you know, that's kind of where my honoriness comes from.
We'll turn around, but I tell you what, I believe everything happens for a reason, right?
Okay.
And if the dealership or if the place where you were going to get your car serviced at had been open, right, and they had serviced you, they could have kept you longer than you needed to and might not have had a replacement vehicle, things like that. So I truly believe everything happens for a reason. God knew this was going to happen. It was in the plan. So what happens is he wanted you to be at the podcast this morning and didn't want you to miss it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate J-Mac. I appreciate, one, you waking up. Right? Because this is really good. You have really been on a tandem. You have really been on time. You know? and I appreciate that.
That's what you meant
that.
To say?
I would say tandem.
Something that meant like on time?
Yeah, something like that.
And you came up with tandem.
You've been on a roll.
You've been on a roll. Yeah.
He's trying to say a smart. He's trying to figure out a smart way to say on a roll. He was about to say tangent. They didn't realize that wasn't the right word. So he switched it to tandem. Neither one of those words are right.
Yeah, not at all.
J-Mac, but I put a smile on your face, J-Mac. You just smiled, J-Mac. You just smiled, bro.
That's that French Reggie mentality. You're laughing at me, so it still counts.
Right.
J-Mac,
how you feeling, be honest?
Actually, I feel a little better because, you know, we left him last time scaring him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I had some type of shit in my throat.
Gremlins.
I went to the doctor that very next morning and stayed there all fucking day, basically.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah, but what I found out was it was muscular. So it's not. So when you were over there coughing and acting like a little bitch, it was. It had nothing to do with me.
So J-Man, so what
my muscles. I don't got muscles. Is that what you're trying to say?
Muscle issues are not contagious.
What the doctor was saying is that him and Kip was playing around with shit, and she probably was stuffing something in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's what his throat esophagus was flared, and it was at a contracted state and wouldn't close up. Right.
What he said was he thinks that I probably ate something that was too big. Honestly, a piece of chicken, and the swallowing process.
Come on, man, had
to work too hard, and I overextended my swallowing muscles. And that there's no cure for that. You just gotta wait. It's just time.
Wait time out. You gotta wait it out.
Yeah,
don't fight it.
But you know what's really funny though is I started feeling bad that night. You had tricked me too. So that night after we got in recording, right. I took like a NyQuil and all kind of stuff. I was just feeling awful. I woke up the next morning like, oh God, it's like this must be some type of flu shit.
Right.
Because Jamie Mac started coughing and acting up, and I get the doctor. He's like, yeah, it's not that. It's just he held my lymph nodes. Was like, no, I don't. There's nothing wrong here as far as viral. It's nothing viral. This is really just a muscular issue. That very next day, it started. Where it would only hurt when I ate. Like the rest of the time, there was no pain. It was all mental.
I told you that night that it was psychosomatic.
Yeah, but
I told you that I, until you mentioned it,
right.
had felt fine.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you mentioned it, and then all of a sudden, my shit starts tripping. I mean, but I had.
So what did you swallow that was too big?
I don't know. It was
you
air.
You mentally swallowed a big dick?
So are you saying that physically you swallowed?
That's what you guys are trying to imply.
No, I wasn't trying to imply anything.
Both of you guys giggle like little girls.
I did giggle because right. I just am a fucking immature person.
I swallowed something that was too big. You both got a kick out of that.
And then you said something. And then you doubled down with the swallowing right behind it. It was funny to me.
That's fine.
So.
I just want to know mentally what you put in your mouth. Because
air. Even that night when I got home, I was burping and I was like, this is some bullshit. But again, mine started, it's always been indigestion related.
Right. Yeah. Right. Psychosomatic of a physical illness or other condition caused or aggravated by a mental factor such as internal conflict or stress. Thank you, J-Man. Hey, I'm going to start. The words that you say that I don't fucking understand. I'm going to research them bitches right then and there because sometimes I think that, and it's good, J-Mac, you got a hell of a vocabulary, though, for real. Did you read the dictionary growing up? I mean, how did your vocabulary get like this? I'm always curious because you put words and shit that sometimes, I mean, like, fuck, was that word really needed for that sentence?
Well, I'll give you one. Cricopharyngeal spasms.
See?
That's what it actually ended up being. Cricopharyngeal spasms.
Oh, yeah. That's something of the creek.
Yeah.
And it's spasms.
He was going to try to Google it. He's like, there's no way I'm going to be able to spell this shit. Listen, he just put his phone down and gave up. We saw his shoulders move. They changed. They went from up and excited to down. Like, fuck this.
Be honest, the best part about Google, you can get close to that shit and say, is this what you mean?
Yeah, but you can just speak it into Google these days.
Yeah, but I was trying to remember this shit, too. Cricosomatic spastic. Yeah, spasm.
So like, you know how sometimes basketball players that you like, they're out because of back spasms. You're like, right. Nigga, fuck that. You make $1 million play. It's like that. There's no playing through a spasm. When your muscle pulls harder than it should,
yeah,
it changes the way that you move your body.
When it locks up like a pit bull, like a lockjaw.
Yeah, I think, be honest, everything happens for a reason.
This
was supposed to happen, right?
I still did the show.
I know, you did. No, but that's not for the show.
Some of us work through injuries. I'm Klay Thompson. I'm Kevon Looney. You're
Don't do it because he can't.
No, listen. Be honest. No.
Yeah, he can't be KD. He can't be. I don't give a fuck. He can't be KD. He's got to be.
I'm Toronto Kawhi. You're San Antonio Kawhi.
Yeah, he has to be somebody that. Oh,
well, that's Kawhi still, so we can't use that one. So,
who's the dude that got drafted in front of Jordan?
Bowie.
Yeah, Sam Bowie. Yeah, you're Sam Bowie.
I'm Kobe Bryant. Coming back from the calf injuries, you're saying, boy.
Yeah.
So what I was saying was everything happens for a reason. So with your trip coming up, right, you know, they have some things that's going on in that country, right? So this give you a better chance where you can't get kidnapped. They don't want to fuck with you because they think you damaged goods. They be like, he got an esophagus problem. He can't suck no dick over here. No shit like that. So you good.
Well, honestly,
I think that's supposed to happen for a reason, J-Man. They don't want him. He's sickly. They don't want sickling. If they get a kidney,
is it like
sickling.
Is it like what is that movie Z?
World War Z.
Is it like World War Z where they just sense that I'm sick? How sense do they know?
And they don't fuck with you.
How do they know though?
Well, you're gonna be they watch
they
you first.
They got that app.
And they see you eating some type of beef or something like that.
Like
and
a face right? Like,
don't say nothing. You chew real slow.
What kind of beef am I eating, Jason? Your jokes are so like
puppy beef.
Third grade.
Puppy beef.
Puppy beef. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So but I'm just saying, it's all
speaking
good.
Of basketball players, since the last time we talked, there's been some basketball going on. It's fucked up if you're a Warriors fan.
Well, it's not fucked up. It's just,
if you're a Warriors fan, it's fucked
time.
Up.
It's time. Give it up.
No, but it's fucked up if you're a Warriors fan.
Nah.
You didn't expect this.
I didn't expect what?
No, if you were a Warriors fan, you didn't expect to be down 3-1.
Well,
it's still not over.
In the finals.
Honestly, when by the time people hear this show,
it'll probably be over.
It could be over, dude. I think it will be.
I
you don't think so? I'm thinking it's going to be hard to win in Toronto twice. But I don't think they're going to even win the first
one. Unless KD comes back and does his shit. But he has to do his shit. He can't just come back.
I don't know if KD's an overcomer.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't get that from him.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, not everybody can play through pain like you, B.
I don't get overcomer from him though. If he fights his way back to starting lineup, I don't see him as being the guy that's going to explode, come back and explode too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to come back and get 40.
I feel you. You know, the problem that Golden State is having, right? That has cost them, right?
Go ahead, man. We're anticipating your analysis.
Is that
the reason why I'm not looking at you? I'm looking at Jamie Mack is because this is about to be bad. And I'm waiting to see Jamie Mack's expression.
They're helping out too much and leaving the perimeter.
Oh,
shots.
I think
what they didn't expect was that Toronto was going to come out there and add that value, that shooting from the outside.
They were like 2 for 18 at the beginning of the game last night.
Oh, talking about Toronto. But they start killing them with it. You know, they start picking them and making them count. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? So what's happening is they helping out too much, leaving open motherfuckers. And you know what I'm saying? What you call it?
That would be a good idea, Jay Smoove. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but the problem was is that the threes that got hit a lot of times were from Kawhi. So that kind of kills your...
They had an old boy that got his eye busted open. That motherfucker shot a couple threes.
But Kawhi was the one who really was...
Yeah, he was
Kawhi
killing.
That motherfucker
was 44. He had two threes back to back.
He was 44.
Just turned the third to just take it over. Like, listen, this is what we're about to do, y'all.
And they were like, not even... They weren't even like special threes.
Nope. Just writing people's... I mean, but nothing he does is super special. Right. I mean, like when you're looking at it and then you just look up and you go, fucking domination.
They compared his footwork to Kobe last night. Well, how do you feel about that?
He does a lot of off-season work with Kobe. Kobe kind of taught him. You know what I mean? That's like a Kobe disciple. You know, he got that Mambo mentality. He saw it. So, yeah, all respect to
him. So what is it going to take for these motherfuckers to just...
They need another owner to sock somebody. You see that shit?
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, sock? Come on.
Hey.
Sock.
That's what they're saying, man. They want this guy to be banned for life.
They're talking about Kyle is so courageous and he handled it perfectly. And he was crying about a man. He's a grown ass man.
Right.
Another man pushes him and talks shit about him. And he's like, he pushed me. And they're like, they're so happy with how he dealt with that.
He should never be allowed to attend another game.
Which one? Kyle Lowry?
The fan.
Oh, I thought they meant.
This is what he's saying.
He's not just a fan, though.
Oh, let's get into it.
He's an investor. So he's...
Let's just call it what it is.
He's
a minority owner.
Right.
So the same owner stake that Diva Vivek, or whoever the hell you say that dude's name, the owner of the Kings,
right,
had before he went and owned the Kings, that's what he took. So that's part ownership.
Right.
So you saw it, Ronald Vivek was just one step away from being his own owner. Dude's a player worth $2.3 billion.
Right.
How do you feel about it? So he got fined $500,000, and he cannot partake in the opening of the new arena next year because he's banned
for a year. Right.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's ridiculous. I think that where's the 80s basketball? I have not watched basketball the same in anything since 2010 and earlier. Now, occasionally, that game where Cleveland beat Golden State in the finals,
yeah,
that was a pretty good series, and I was really into it when LeBron made that block, you know, that kind of stuff. Kyrie made that shot, that three-pointer.
there have been moments like that. But honestly, since the 90s, this shit has gotten Peter Pan soft, man. And the fact that Kyle would have stopped the game to complain about this dude for just barely pushing him.
Oh, wait a minute. He said something to him, too.
Yeah, like, fuck you.
No, no.
What'd he say?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. First of all, Kyle Lowry threw his entire body into that poor white woman's face.
Hold up, though. Can I focus on that part? Because I just saw footage last night that I didn't see. So I originally...
The woman in the yellow sweater?
Yeah, I only originally saw a woman standing up.
No.
Yes. I just saw her last night.
You didn't also...
No.
Slack room, that's what I was trying to tell King Kunta.
She... When he pushed and Lowry finally got up, there was a whole ass white woman underneath his ass.
Yes.
And I was like, holy fuck. Okay, I don't even know if he knew that lady. And I don't even think that it's necessary to know a woman that you're sitting next to that some dude is fucking just plowed into, taking his slow ass time, because he didn't make it a quick attempt to get up off this lady. He kind of rested on his fucking laurels on that chick.
Kyle Lowry is more Jay Smooth than he is, be honest.
I would have...
He's portly.
Yeah, definitely. And I would have... I think I would have reacted very similar. I maybe even worse if it would have been A-Love. You know what I mean? She's with me?
Right.
Fuck, you better get the fuck out of here.
In my mind, what I saw that owner exert with that push, and it was a hard push. It was a shove. It was like, what the fuck? My mom's like, why would you fly into this woman like that? That's what I saw in the push. Like, get up quicker.
Yes, that's what I saw. Get the fuck up.
Yes, get up quicker.
I mean, shit,
you're taking your time.
Right.
This woman is crushed.
Right. It's bad enough you just plowed her, but get the fuck up.
I've seen dudes get their beer thrown in their face. That's okay. I get it. You're on the front row. You got to expect shit like that. I've seen fans have to basically hug the player because they're all in their lap, right?
Right.
But this was totally different.
Nah.
He slammed into these people. The lady in the yellow sweater got... I thought she was in the front row at first.
Right.
He hit so hard...
She ended up in the second row.
She had whiplash.
Right.
Like, are you kidding? And so then the owner pushes Kyle... to say, hurry the fuck up and get out, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you're the enemy, sir.
Right.
Right. 80s basketball, my nigga, you are the enemy.
I wish
Magic Johnson would have put his happy-go-lucky ass in the second row of the Celtics, the Celtics floor crew.
Remember
they would have whooped his ass.
Dennis Rodman got tripped by the cameraman?
Yes.
And he kicked the shit out that nigga?
Yes.
Like, get the fuck out my way.
Yeah.
I don't even think he got suspended.
He didn't.
He might have got fined.
He might have got a game.
Maybe.
He might have got a game.
But no one tried to fucking kick him out of the league forever.
He might have got a game, yeah.
I was talking to Hooch about this shit, and I thought, you know, him being a Warrior fan, he would have been, you know, kind of feeling what I was talking about. He's like, fuck that shit. He was on that black shit.
Oh, man.
It was a black owner.
Right.
They would have stripped him from, you know, all his, you know.
That's what he said?
Yeah. They would have taken everything from him. They would have, you know, it would have been the worst thing ever.
But that is kind of what happened because Kyle Lowry is black. So because he said something, that's why this all happened. If Kyle Lowry had got back up like a regular fucking man and ran back on the court and kept playing basketball, this wouldn't even be an issue.
He said, get the fuck out of here. Several times.
Disrespectful.
So this happened like end of the second quarter, going into the third or something?
It was in the third quarter, I believe.
Yeah.
It must have been the time where I got up and switched and went home. Yeah.
Maybe.
I didn't even see that part.
It's on YouTube. You can look it up after this.
Yeah.
But to me, I feel like there was a time when basketball players were tougher, even if you weren't Charles Oakley.
But I think he's fucking DeMar DeRozan.
Kyle Lowry?
Yeah. I think they're lovers.
What that mean?
What do you mean? That means they... stick their dicks in each other.
Yeah, but that'll make you soft. In fact, quite the contrary.
Can you
take a dick?
No, but I'm not. Yeah, no. What the fuck does that mean?
So I'm just saying.
That means that you're harder if you take a dick. No.
I'm not saying you're harder, but that's got to be work, man.
I think maybe not physically. I'm not tough, but I think something
mentally.
Yeah, mentally, it's womanly soft, if there's such a thing, right?
But they're always saying Kyle Lowry is so tough. He takes those charges.
Nah. He takes charges because he likes to get like rammed by dudes.
I always feel like he was a softer guy.
Of course.
I always feel like his mental toughness is what made him lose in the first round every time he came there.
Yes.
I felt like that the fortitude that he didn't have is what the problem with the Toronto Raptors was.
That and him and Lowry, him and DeRozan, because I think, you know, again, if they're both lovers, they both have that softness about them. You know what I mean?
I guess, man.
No, I feel like when they it was a big deal, you know, about when they made the trade, you know, and everybody was losing their shit. And even Lowry, I feel like they probably had a real long crying embrace, like before they had to go, you know, separate ways. For DeRozan had to get on the plane to go to San Antonio. I think they just like,
I guess I'll never see you again.
Cried the shit out of each other's shoulders and shit. And everybody was so worried, like, oh, well, how will he, you know, respond with, you know, fucking
Kawhi,
you know, coming in.
You mean go to the finals?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's like, shit, his new dick was better than old dick.
Wow.
Fucking new dick.
Yeah, so I think that year suspension is dumb. I don't care what anybody says. Bring back the 80s and early 90s, man.
Yeah.
Even the other players were tougher.
If he apologizes, because that's what I heard, fucking, what's her name? Reggie Miller's sister, Cheryl Miller, on the radio. They're talking about, oh, you know, they want to hear an apology, not like a release statement. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not releasing a statement, and I'm definitely not apologizing. And I know that the fucking NBA tried to get in front of this shit like real fast.
Cause right.
They, I mean, it was like next day they had the suspensions out.
They put Adam Silver on the pregame.
Right. And it's just like, they just didn't want the finals to be overshadowed with this bullshit. But at the same time,
it wasn't bullshit. This is normal business. This is business as usual.
But it's bullshit when everybody is appalled. Because again, it doesn't matter at that point. It's a fucking mob mentality. And everybody thinks that this is the worst thing ever. I liked what Clay said. I heard Clay said, Clay's like, eh, ain't that big a deal. He's like, that motherfucker from Philly, I'm sure he's been pushed harder than that.
You feel me? Like, when in your life has ever anybody pushed you that softly?
Right.
That you complained about it and got somebody to get some traction on it.
And they were talking about this nigga getting lawyers. Like, Lowry getting lawyers.
Fuck out of here, man. Where are the real niggas at, man? I'm not talking about the real nigga shit, like, when they say, like, I'm a real nigga. Like, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, snitching.
This right here, what the finals are supposed to be, is excitement level on 10, intensity on 10. How dare you stop the game to complain about somebody smushing your arm a little bit?
I want you to be like the motherfucking coach, so into some shit that you don't even know a motherfucker pushed you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How do you even feel that
right.
shit?
Like, just, I mean, like, what are you focused on? And it definitely wasn't that lady you were fucking crushing. Right. Fucking good guy. Yeah. He's like, everybody's fucking, you know, announcing this guy as such a, you know, handling it so great.
But nobody said nothing about the lady being crushed.
Nobody got her shit.
Nobody
wrecked.
Said, when you see it, you're like, God damn.
Wrecked.
And nobody said nothing to me.
Two rows of women got fucked in this exchange.
Did you see LeBron's fucking Instagram?
No, what did he say?
Oh, he went off.
On who?
On the fucking owner. Like, I mean,
I saw T.I. He's told TMZ that when they talk shit about him, he goes and cries in a bag of money. I hope that owner goes and cries in a bag of money.
Yeah. You know, they did the math, right? And so, you know, 2.3, 2.4 bill.
That's Oprah Winfrey level.
But they said the 500 is like someone who makes 50 grand being fined $12.
Perfect. I hope that they won't. They won't. They're not gonna let go of the 1 year ban. But this is dumb. I want the 80s and 90s basketball back. If you don't, that's fine. But you are a pussy. I just need you to know you're a fucking pussy.
I want that guy. I'm a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
I want him to be the new owner. I would love to have him as my owner.
Oh, the 2.3 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. I want motherfuckers that's ready to push people. You know, other players, and tell them get the fuck out of here for their woman. You fucking crushing my woman. Get the fuck off her.
I don't think people know they're pussy, man. I don't think people realize that they're pussies.
Well, probably they do because there's I bet you Kyle Lowry does because there's probably was a point where he was face down, ass up, where he's like, damn.
This is the reason why this really sucks is because I hate Golden State and I want Toronto to win so badly. But for a second, when this whole thing was happening yesterday and me and Kunta were going back and forth about if this was the right thing, and he was like, ah, got what he deserved. Yeah, good. Look
That's
at
what
this.
I hate.
He's posting links and shit.
Black
like
people.
Like, vindicated. Black folks vindicated, finally. We got us one. Like, come on, man. I just wanted to not like Toronto for a second.
You know the only time I was really down for that shit like that?
When?
OJ.
OJ, yeah. But I think everybody was for OJ, and we all see the hypocrisy in ourselves.
Yes.
Well, not all of us. Some of us don't care, because we're rooting for everything black. But the intelligent ones of us, we caught ourselves. They're like, oh, shit, look at me. And like, I'm not gonna put myself in that position again unless there really is a race riot or something. If as long as it's just normal everyday shit, I need to catch myself a little earlier next time. Cause we all went like celebratory whatever for when OJ got out.
But it was the system, right? It was OJ. It really, I don't know if it was as much for OJ as it was against the system.
Right.
Right. And the system had lost.
Right.
And to a black person finally. And one that actually pretty much everyone feels is guilty.
Yeah.
And so, damn, you know, this is like karma for all the niggas that got locked up that didn't do shit. You know what I mean? So
who cares there are two white people dead?
Right. Like, no. We got reparations.
There's so many other white people left. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we got history that we're trying to fucking make up for. You know, we just like the fucking Washington Generals. We just scored. You know what I mean? It's just like... Who gives a fuck? We're going to celebrate all the way down the court.
Right. Wow.
Oh, man.
So anyway, you know what, man? I'm going to say it on the show because this is prior to me leaving and going to the DR. If I don't make it back, guys, you know, I just want to say I love you guys. Listeners, I love you guys.
Bring your own food, it seems
no,
like.
No, I don't think it's that. I think
just
my wife.
Just venture out.
No, I think my wife is trying to kill me, man.
Oh, shit.
I really believe it. I'm putting it out on the show.
Did she bump up the life insurance?
No, but I mean, come on, all the coincidences that happened, right? We were planning on going to Costa Rica.
Right.
And Colombia was our backup.
Okay.
All of a sudden, a couple of months ago, she's like, nah, I found a trip to the Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
We're going to stay, blah, 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 blah. We're going to be doing this, blah, 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 blah. There's this much money. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was a little bit more expensive, actually. So I'm like, well, damn, we're not getting a better deal. We're spending more money. Okay, hey, all-inclusive resort, I'm good, whatever. So a month or so passes, and I start hearing about deaths. Like, a couple got found in their room, and they're dead. And they're saying it was, like, you know, fluid in their lungs or something, and they died from some type of heart attack type thing.
They tried to say it was something, like, natural. They tried to claim it was natural.
They both died the same time.
That's kind of weird.
From the same thing.
That's kind of weird. But maybe
and
just
they called
like,
it natural causes.
Maybe it was psychosomatic, like the throat thing.
So
maybe she started gurgling, and he's like, "Oh wait a minute! Oh shit! I think I feel it too."
Maybe they had some of the shit J Mac be having from Cali. Ain't no telling.
But psychosomatic, even so, that 5 days earlier, another person in the same hotel died the same way.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, and then there was a couple other couple that got away. I mean, I shouldn't say got away. They got sick, but they left. They canceled their trip
left,
early
and left where.
They left the island and went
home. No, same hotel.
Right, left the same hotel. Right.
But guess what? There was another woman a couple of months behind that.
They got her
that
ass beat.
Died.
Oh, yeah.
Same hotel.
What about the one
We're not
got,
talking about the woman that got beat. We're not talking about the woman that got beat. We're not talking about the couple that left this hotel and died because their car went off into the ocean or something like that.
Right.
So we got the couple from Maryland.
What was that movie where they fucking were killing everybody on the island? It was a comedy. Was it Murder Island? It was Captain... Oh, the dude had the record label and shit. Anyways, go ahead. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so it was the Maryland couple. There was a lady, I think, from Pennsylvania or something. The couple last year, the person, the mom who kids are trying to sue and couldn't get anything. All these people died from natural causes. And
natural.
Something to do with fluid in their lungs. So, and the name of this hotel was the Bahia Principe or something like that. Princip, something like that.
Y'all not going to be there, right?
So, I started paying attention the last few days, and I'm looking through the reservation emails that I wasn't getting. I had to get her to forward them to me. Guess where we're staying?
You better not.
The Bahia Princip. Same hotel.
You're bullshit.
I'm not kidding.
Nigga.
You bullshit.
What's the coincidence?
My nigga... I've been reading the news, and can you pack your own gun there?
I don't know.
Because I can't
pack it on a plane.
Oh, fuck. Not even underneath?
I'm not taking that chance.
Oh, listen. I was talking to A-Love about this shit this morning, and I said, no, they're not going to there, you know. And I was like, but what kind of business plan is this? What kind of business model is this that the people that, because I was thinking, whatever resort this is,
right,
ain't going to be in business long. Right. How can you? When motherfuckers are dying, I mean, how many people are going to continue to go, what kind of dumb motherfucker is going to, this is what I'm thinking this morning, what kind of dumb motherfucker would continue to make reservations
right.
at a murder hotel?
Right.
Hey, my sister told me to tell you be careful.
Right.
When I told her you were going there, she said, what?
Did she know I was going to the same hotel?
No, we found out it's the hotel now, but... like, I'm going to have to tell her, hey, look, not only is he going in the area, but he's going in the same hotel that everybody else is.
So here's the thing, right? So I guess it was Monday. I can't remember what day it was when I found out that this is the hotel. Within an hour of me getting to work, one of our listeners Insta-DM'd me and was like, hey, I heard on the show that you guys are going to the DR. By the way, you need to have your wife on the show more often. I don't know why they love my wife so much. Anyway, but here's some stuff that's going down in the DR. So I promise you, the exact same time that I had my wife on the phone trying to get our reservations changed, because I realized that we were going to Death Hotel, Muerte Hotel or whatever.
What, did you say Muerte?
Yeah.
That's not the real name.
No, man. I named it that. Okay. I named it that. But even one of our listeners was like, yo, the antenna going off. Like, everybody's antenna's going off. Why is my wife trying to send us to this hotel? I think she's trying to kill me, dog.
That's probably why it's good rates over there.
I think she's trying to kill me, man. And, I've never not trusted my wife. But what events have to take place for all these people to have died at this one hotel, and we just happen, of all the resorts in the Caribbean, to get this same hotel?
You seen Escape Room?
No.
That's what it's like.
I've never seen it. So
you gotta watch it. You can't just say
this is what it's like.
So you guys can't escape the hotel. I mean, you have to watch Escape Room. This is what it's like, be honest, I think.
So the feds have opened up a case.
Are they gonna have someone on duty there?
I don't know, but you think it's better now?
No.
Oh. But the feds opened up a case, and the couple that died, or that got really sick last year, said that they came to their room one day and it smelled like pesticides, like they were spraying for bugs and things like that, maybe like the mosquito spray or whatever. And so they asked they kept calling on the front desk because they couldn't really stay in the room. They were sitting out in the hallway. They finally flagged down a maid. She went in and was waving her face and walked out. She wouldn't even stay in there. So finally, the manager and like a bellboy or some came in with some kind of air machine where they went in the room and sucked all the air out of the room or whatever. But then they moved them to like the luxury penthouse suite or something. They get there and they just get violently sick the next day. So they cut their thing short. They fly home, doubled over in pain, like cramps on the flight. They get back and find out that they were poisoned by this insecticide or whatever it was, pesticide that they're thinking it is. And they're saying that they actually sprayed this in their room. It was, and like maybe in the vents, the AC vents or something. That's poison.
Thank God they made it. I mean, you talk about fucking counting your blessings.
Yeah. If you can't do that. But how does my wife know that they're not going to get her too? That's my question. Like, how can she guarantee she's not going to get got in this? Like, I know she paid them, but like, did they by mistake kill her too?
Yeah, you can't trust. I mean, the fact she is Dominican
and black, right?
Right, that she may be able to, you know.
She got boots on the ground.
She may have some inroads to some fucking.
Dog, she's trying to, you think she's trying to kill me?
It's definitely, if you do not come back, it is definitely up for debate. I'm be the first person to, you know, I'm hearing you. I feel you.
So you're going to help open a investigation?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. I'm definitely a witness. I'm snitching.
What if?
She says some shit sometimes, you know, off camera. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, ooh.
What if she knows how to get into the password on the website and takes this showdown before it comes out? Because I'm going to post it before we leave.
No, I'm going to.
We leave in the morning. But what if she figures out a way to get in there and make sure this show never sees the light of day?
Damn. Nah,
if she's trying to kill me in another country, she's got to have a plan.
Dude, how are you going to enjoy this vacation?
I know, looking over my shoulder the whole time. Well, here's what I did.
Bought a bulletproof vest?
No. But what I did was
Believe in God?
No, I don't believe in God. Here's the thing.
You might want
to. No, come on, man. The thing is that if we were at the Bahia, I could look over my shoulder the whole time, but I can't not breathe. So if they're killing people with their breathing, it's going to be really difficult for me not to. How can I avoid breathing?
You should have ordered a mask from Amazon.
This is the key. I don't know, you know, how much you've been paying attention to her moves up to this point.
I hadn't, because I didn't think I needed to.
No, this is very imperative. It may be too late.
Right.
But you have to watch her, and you have to do exactly everything she does.
Right.
Eat, drink, whatever she does.
Right.
You do. Because somewhere she's going to slip herself the antidote.
Ah.
You have to be there to get it too.
I got
to
take a sip of everything she drinks.
I would just switch her drinks. Yeah. I would just, hey, babe, but what if nice she here,
knows,
try mine.
What if she knows that I'm on to her and she switches it back?
Well, she's not listening
now. Or she puts it in the one that she has in front of her, so knowing that I'm going to switch them.
She's like, on some chest shit.
It's like Princess Bride.
And we're just thinking checkers.
How do I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that you know that you're going to put the drink, the antidote in your drink? It'd be that scene.
Man. Okay, you guys got to share everything then.
Man. Well, what
you
I,
can't let her leave either. Like, you in a room?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, okay, so what my concern was is that all these families now are having difficulty suing the Bahia because there's a Balls. Statute of limitation as far as how long you can wait before
what?
You file. Yes. They're not giving them all the information. The hotel saying, "Well, if you can't prove who did it to you, then you know, we're not going to investigate further." So, here's what I did. And this might be the only saving grace for the future generations. I may be good as gone, but the future generations though, I made her change our reservations to now we're staying at the Hilton.
Oh, fucking man. Everything happens for a reason.
So we're at the Hilton now. At least we can sue these motherfuckers. You know, Hilton is a global brand.
Global.
Yeah.
Not no fucking...
I don't think the Hilton is going to let motherfuckers poison their guests. They might, they might, but they're going to do it smarter. They wouldn't do it
What
like,
are they harvesting organs or something? Like, why? How you kill your guests? Like, what? Are you, what's the... It wasn't the lady that got her ass beat the same. That's the same shit too, right?
Different. That's a different city in Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah, not, but in Dominican Republic and on an all inclusive resort. How does this happen on all inclusive resorts? That's my thing. You think you're
included
paying more?
Included is an ass whooping. You didn't. You didn't read the fine print. You get one. You get one beaten before you right before you leave.
Man, I don't know, but you know what though. So my takeaway here though, listeners, is
poison. Is included.
My takeaway, listeners, is we ended up only paying $80 more to get the Hilton. My takeaway is when you're traveling abroad, try to stay in recognized locations. So stuff like the Bahia Princip, whether it's beautiful or not, fuck that shit. Stay at the Hilton. Stay at something that you know the name of. So at least learn from the lesson of these people who have gotten fucked up and killed. When it's time to sue somebody, at least you have somebody to sue. It's like the reason why Kyle Lowry decided to pick on this $2.3 billion owner. They wouldn't have did that. If it had just been a regular fan, what do you think the punishment would have been, J-Mac?
They just kicked that nigga out.
Just for that night?
That night.
For that night.
I don't know. Because this shit has gotten way out of control. Because I listened to, right, and I've heard reference since that happened, the fucking whole Oklahoma City thing where the dude told Russell Westbrook to get on his knees. Right. And then they're like, yeah, it wasn't as bad as the racial stuff that was said. I'm like, see, here we go. It doesn't even matter, right? It's like once you say something and put it in people's social consciousness, what really happened fucking goes by the wayside. Right. People weren't there. People didn't see it.
It wasn't racial.
They don't do the research. They hear people that they trust saying something like, honey, let's go to fucking death hotel.
Right.
And then they fucking just do it and they believe it. And the reality of it is, it's just bullshit.
I'm at another disadvantage. I don't speak Spanish. She does. So they're going to be talking around me and they're probably going to be saying shit
put
like,
Google
yeah,
Translate on.
In the tub. Do it in the tub. And I want to, how do you say do it in the tub in Spanish?
Abre en la tube.
I'm going to find out how you say do it in the tub.
But that might work in like multiple different reasons. So yeah, that might be important to know. Do it in the tub. Because you might run into a sister wife down there and she'd be like, ¿Dónde está una puta?
You're
like,
I can't trust it though.
You'd be like, do it in the tub. Oh no.
I can't trust doing it in the tub.
Yeah, because that's exactly when you're vulnerable. That's exactly when you should expect to get fucked up. Is when you think that you're about to get sister wived.
Hazlo en la banera.
Say that again?
Hazlo en la banera.
Do you think it'll sound like that when they say it?
Do it in the tub.
Hazlo en la bañera.
Oh,
my bad.
Oh.
My bad,
B. That's cool.
La bañera.
Hazlo en la bonera. Some shit. I was close.
Do it in the tub. So as long as I know, I wonder if Hazlo do it. That's what I got to know. Do it or kill him.
You know what you need?
What I need?
You need a Google Pixel.
And he just put the earpiece in and just translate everything.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, that's the only way you're going to be able to know.
Let me borrow your phone.
I'll let you, dude, because I'm serious. I think that you're in that kind of danger that I would, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So if you hear that shit.
So, listeners, if I don't make it back, man, it's been a good 5 years, 6 years, man.
That's the danger when you're messing with the younger chicks, man. You know what I mean? Because eventually they may be like, it's time to put this guy out the pasture.
He's only got 10 more years anyway. I got, 30, 40 more years of my life.
Right. I'm going to have to start to.
Yeah, with your life expectancy, you got about 15 more summers, you said.
Even yoke up.
Yeah. How many do you think you got?
Mm. I'm gonna probably got about 30.
Not with that, 30 not with that protrusion you got going on, bro. Yeah.
What? How low are you looking?
Your fucking stomach is fucking like a swollen lymph node.
Oh, my nigga. I was like, what the fuck is you looking past my waist for? That's what you thought? Yeah, I thought that shit, my nigga. I'm just saying.
How far would you want him to look, Jason? Where would you want him to stop?
I wasn't looking like that. You know what I'm saying? I wore black today, so I keep the, you know, you don't be looking like that because my stomach looks smaller in black. I noticed everybody
else wore
black.
Bigger than that?
Be honest, wore black. You wore black. You know what I'm saying? You don't look as crackish today, J-Mac. You know, you skinny. You know what I'm saying? Out of shape, old man. You know, I know it's reality. It's the truth.
Damn.
You know? J-Mac, I was looking at myself when I was coming to the show. I was like, I look really good for my age. Yeah, in the mirror. I said, I would look really good for my age. I'm aging well. J-Mac, I want to say you're not aging well, bro.
Is that right?
No, you're not.
I feel fine.
You feel it, but you don't look it. That's a big difference.
So you'd rather look it and not feel it?
I'd rather feel it and not look it.
Okay, but that's not what you do. You feel it for sure. And you say you don't look it, though.
My body's still young, bro.
No, your body is fucking falling apart at the seams, like the fucking back of that BMW
window. What about your body is good? You don't have any hair.
I cut it off.
You cut off the part that was left.
I cut it off.
So, remember when I went to the doctor for a physical and I told you that Indian dude said you fucking can't let your waist, you know, once not your waist, but your midsection get bigger than your chest. I guarantee you, if you measured his fucking gut, it's bigger than his chest. No.
Nah. I don't remember you saying that.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor said?
Yeah.
Be honest, your gut is definitely bigger than your chest, bro.
Run up on me. Just run up and see who's bigger. Just run up and see what's bigger. That's all you got to do. We can solve immediately. Just run up and we'll see what's bigger.
Be honest, you are kind of portly.
That's fine. Run up and let's see how portly I am.
You are portly. You're portly.
Just say it.
You know,
we can solve it, man. All you got to do is just the will and the want. That's all you got to have. Run up and see what happens.
Like niggas used to say, nothing between us but air and opportunity.
I can show you poorly. That's what I'll show you. But yeah, Jason, for real, honestly, man, I know you're confident. I know that it's, you know, you feel like blind confidence is the most important. Do you believe that? I think you believe that blind confidence is more important than anything because that is what propels you into success.
Fake it till you make it.
I think you live by that.
Say that again.
Blind confidence. I think that you support that because it allows you to continue moving past some barriers. Like, you don't let the first two barriers stop you. You'll will yourself to the third barrier.
You're supposed to.
Right. So when you say something like, I still look good, my body is still keeping itself up. Like, you know, I recognize in you that that's just a trick. You're tricking yourself.
No, I'm being realistic.
So give me some details about what things you think are just really still good.
No. Did you see him move last week when he tried to act like he was still in my headphones? I'm telling you, he
doesn't know.
No, he knows. He tried to move fast. His body wouldn't do it. It's like he was dragging that fucking leg.
It was like, what's that cartoon where a motherfucker took something? He said, "You don't see me. I am." I forgot, was that Turbo or whatever the car? Like, I don't know.
That VA surgery.
Fast. Yeah.
It's almost Civil War-ish, I bet you.
Well, here's it.
I bet you.
Nah, I'm good.
I bet you they
gave him something to bite on. They didn't even numb him. They gave him something to bite on.
Poured alcohol, fucking gin and shit on his shit.
This going to hurt a little bit. So, you know, but it all gets revealed, though, Jamie. Like, there's some times that you can't. Like when you're about to fall, it shows who the real you is, right? Because, like, you get caught off guard. It just happened in this room, right? Maybe what? 24 minutes ago or so, the power went out in the room.
Right.
We thought we lost our recording at the beginning of the show. We ended up getting it back. But what happened when the lights went out for that quick second? You know what I'm saying? What happened, Jamie Mac?
Jay Smooth thought the motherfucking, like, the CIA was busted through the door like it was a raid. Like, you know, they cut the power, kicked the door, and then he jumped.
That nigga's shoulders tightened. His hands hit the table. Bloop.
But he couldn't go nowhere.
Right.
Even if he wanted to.
He put his hand down like somebody was just swung at him. You know what I'm saying? Like... The true you comes out. The bitch in you comes out when things like that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like the dark. Like, what'd you think was happening, Jay Smooth?
Pitch black.
I knew the lights was just out.
So what made you afraid?
I wasn't really afraid.
You were definitely
it was an all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? The lights flicker. Well, like, oh, shit.
But why does that make you flinch? Why did your hands hit the table? Why did your shoulders tighten? Why did your
gut I went into defense mode. I didn't know if a tree was about to get ready to come through. You know,
tree?
The house.
Who thinks that?
I didn't know, you know, what the fuck was
so you thought the tree had cut all the power lines as it was falling?
I don't know. That shit is happening now. Trees are falling. They had to get that motherfucker out of the car this week, earlier this week.
I have a confession.
Yes.
Maybe I don't have such a good poker face because I've always felt and told myself, if the lights ever go out, sock that nigga in his face while it's pitch black.
It was brief, though.
I know. And that's what, I mean, I didn't get a chance to. It was
you didn't
dark
have time to get all the way around the table.
It was dark long enough, but maybe he's seen that somewhere. Maybe so I revealed that.
So when the lights come back on, I got a raccoon look.
Right. I just,
like, what the fuck?
Fuck, I feel like I
how did this happen?
Away.
I don't know.
Well, my laptop light stayed on, though. So there was enough light to see in the room.
Yeah, it was.
But Jay Smooth was already in scare mode.
He was spooked.
He was already in oh shit mode.
I think he made that noise too, like on Black when they first get the dick.
I just figured the castle would have a surge protector where the lights wouldn't flicker in the castle.
And it's a surge protector, not a surge protector. It's a battery backup sitting right there by your leg. I just haven't hooked it up.
Yeah, you just have had a portly attitude of just trying to hook it up.
Good one.
Was that? Did I use that right?
No. What's portly mean?
Oh, poorly.
A poorly attitude?
Yeah, of hooking it up. You ain't just had the energy, the get up and go.
Are we finna fatten this thing out?
Yeah, we can. Let's try something different today, though.
Okay.
Let's try something different today.
Let's do something different.
Okay, so what I want to do is, I'm going to name an artist, and you guys have to sing a song by that artist.
All right.
So do y'all want to do it where we do it one and then one, or everybody together, first one comes up with something?
One and one. So I don't want to be able to hear or him hear what I'm doing because he'll just fucking copy me the whole time.
Okay. All right. Does that make sense, though? So what the game is, I'm going to give you an artist. You have to sing or rap a song by them. And it don't have to be all the words, but it has to be enough to I know that you know what you're talking about. Does that make sense?
Fuck, I might not even know the artist.
Okay. All right, let's do this. All right, here we go. Trey Songz.
Shit, I don't know anything for...
Think about it for a second, man. Trey Songz. Just give me a song.
Be honest. I honestly don't know a fucking... that's why I know this shit was going to be hard for me. I don't know...
You don't know who Trey Songz is?
I know who Trey Songz is, but I don't know fucking outright songs.
Nothing. Okay, next one. Nicki Minaj. Oh my God.
What's that Armadillo?
Sing it. You gotta sing it, nigga. You can't just tell me you gotta sing it. Try to sing it. Sing Armadillo. See if that works.
It's not Armadillo. But whatever that shit is. The song that she had with damn, I can't think of that.
Are you kidding?
I'll tell you, man, I struggle with shit like that.
Michael Jackson. You gotta sing it. Sing it. No, I mean the words. Try the words or whatever. The words, not the music, nigga.
Just beat it.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Just beat it.
Yo, you know beat it. Okay. Frank Sinatra.
Oh shit, I'll be honest.
Come on, man.
I don't know this shit, man. You know,
you're 40 plus years old.
Nigga, I do not know Frank Sinatra shit. That's why I say it for.
You're not even trying, man.
I don't know this. I've heard of him, but I don't know
the
song.
Okay, next one. Whitney Houston.
I will always love you. I will always love you.
Can you get into the mic a little bit more? I want the listeners to be able to hear that you know it.
And I will always love you.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right, I'll give you that. We'll get it. So, all right, Jamie Mac. Oh, boy.
Man, I don't know why I like that song.
I don't know.
That Flo Rida.
You like a Flo Rida song?
Yeah, featuring Jason Derulo.
Wow, too
Hello
late.
Friday.
All right, man. So the rules of the game are just got to sing enough of it till I know that you know what the song is.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
So any song, though, right? I get the
any
pick the song
by them.
Okay.
As long as you can get by this artist, okay? Right. Trey Songz.
Trey Songz. Oh, I know some nasty shit, too.
Well, sing it.
I should have been listening to some fucking Trey song.
You don't care, think of nothing? Wow, this is...
Hey, what's the one about the... I can't think of nothing right now.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay, that's... oh, I tell him eat the pussy because it's good for him.
That's it? That's all you got?
You didn't, yeah.
Come on, man.
I put good form in it.
I don't recognize that. I don't recognize that. Nicki Minaj has like 10 albums. That's all you got? Oh, my God.
All right, who else? Who's next?
That's it?
It's fucking good, bro.
That's not good enough. Right, Michael Jackson.
Oh, dun dun. Beat it, beat it. Dun dun dun.
Can you sing something?
Right.
No, come on, man.
What?
Sing some words, man. What is wrong with y'all?
You are the lady of my life. That one?
That's not a song.
Oh.
PYT, pretty young thing. You're just singing word. Okay, here we go. There we go.
I need to love you. TLC to the loving care. Okay. And I take you there.
All right.
Take you there.
I recognize that. Frank Sinatra.
I did it my way.
You guys suck at this. You just know the word that the you're like that commercial that like nighttime midnight soul.
Yeah, I'm like an Apple commercial.
Where they only sing the hook.
Yeah,
not even the hook, just the word that's the title.
Just the catchy shit.
That's all you got. I did it my way.
I did. That's fucking you on New York State of Mind?
Sing it.
New York, New York. There it is.
Yeah, you motherfuckers suck. This idea isn't going to work. Whitney Houston.
What was that? I was longer. No, hold on. Whitney Houston. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. That one. I learned long ago.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that one.
I get it. This idea is
no, work. I killed it. I'm like, I got at least four out of those. So
no,
far.
You didn't.
Who else?
Who was the Nicki Minaj song? That doesn't count.
Yeah, they're good for
I
him.
Don't even recognize what that is.
Nigga,
I tell him eat the cookie because it's good for him.
Nigga, the Frank Sinatra.
What?
Nope.
I'm a judge. I don't think that's good enough.
What?
It's not good enough. You didn't know a Trey song.
No, that's the only one.
You didn't know a Nicki Minaj song.
I got that one.
Michael Jackson, you kind of got to finally. Frank Sinatra, that's come on, man.
What's the problem with you?
He just sang the words that
I gave you two different Frank Sinatra songs, and I don't get credit for nothing.
Jay Smooth got two.
I got like four, right?
You got maybe three.
No, come on. Bro.
Nicki Minaj did not count.
He got two, for sure.
Well, he gave two Frank Sinatra songs. You didn't even know a song. At least he knew the song. He just didn't know how to sing any of the words. This one isn't going to work.
How many niggas really grow up listening to Frank Sinatra?
It's not the point. You've been alive 40 plus years.
I can tell you some Nancy Sinatra.
Sing the words.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, the boots are gonna walk all over you. Come on, girl.
Who is Nancy to Frank?
His daughter.
Okay. I mean, that's good, but how do you know that, but you don't know her dad?
Because she would get
Who's more iconic, her or him?
Who would you rather fuck?
They both look the same.
No. Let's put it in layman's terms.
One of them is dead, one of them alive. They look the same.
No.
Like, I'm not fucking either
when
one of them.
She made that fucking video.
You're not coming off fucking Nancy Sinatra. You'll come up off fucking Frank.
You don't think she got Frank money?
Frank would make you a celebrity overnight. You would get more. But look, so sorry, listeners, another failed attempt at finding new ways to fat Jay.
No. You're bullshitting. What was my number?
You got two or three. You got three, maybe.
Young Money.
No, don't listen to her. You're listening to her and you're going to like just mimic
that. So be honest, what was the song where I was saying that she took?
Anaconda is what you're trying to say. Yeah.
That's the album cover.
Nigga, I said Armadillo.
Hold on.
Anaconda don't want none.
See, if you had said that, I would have gave you credit for it. Even though that's Sir Mix-a-Lot saying that, I know that you knew that was a Nick. See, I'm saying I just wanted you guys to give me the idea that you knew what the hell you were talking about. This idea wasn't good. Maybe we might try this again another time.
I killed it.
I don't know. No, you didn't do
that.
No,
I killed it.
No, you didn't do that.
That's like 4 out of 5. That's 80%.
I expected you both to try something
for each one. I think for
C's,
this,
I got B's.
How do y'all know Can't Help But Wait, Trey Songz?
I know a lot of nasty shit because you know what? Most of the time I be listening to Trey Songz, I be fucking. So I be distracted. I ain't gonna lie.
Huh?
Most of the time Trey Songz on, I'm fucking. So I'm not.
If you just gave me like the melody and then knew some words, I'd have been good with that. Just as long as I know you know what the song was. But y'all were just like, "Duh."
It doesn't he seem the one where it, you know, neighbors.
Bet the neighbors know my name.
Yeah,
yeah. But just sing it.
Chi, are you with me? Is that
no,
Trey Songz?
No. That's what about Drake. Birthday Six?
Oh, what's that? I just saw
that's
that.
Jeremiah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Is that, let's say, Chi-Chi featuring Chris Brown.
So why'd you say Chi-Chi, are you with me?
I don't know. That's why I thought that's what it was.
Oh, man.
So that's not the same song?
Oh. It's Drake?
No, he said Trey Songz.
I know, but he's talking about the Drake song.
Drake, yeah. It doesn't matter. You guys are...
Hey, so if you do this right here, right?
What should I do?
Do it almost like how we used to do it in school for exams, right? So you say you get some homework and you study these artists and we'll come back like 10, 15, and it could be one of them damn...
Why do you always want a cheat sheet?
That's not a cheat sheet. That's a study.
He wouldn't have graduated without one. This is what he said. Back in high school, this is how I got... Oh.
Cliff Notes. So
I want you to pull from the 40-plus years of experience that
sometimes
you
sometimes that shit... J-Mac had 50, and he couldn't pull from, you know, shit.
I won. A
database corrupted. You won? No, you didn't.
But I'm like, but watch this, though. Give me a Barney song, Jason.
I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with the big little kiss and a hug from me to you.
Right.
Hey, J-Mac, but you know it's so crazy? Me and you almost picked some of the same songs for two artists that you did pick. Michael and Whitney.
Y'all both sang Beat It.
Okay.
And I thought you was going to sing I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. But you picked The Greatest Love of All. Yeah.
Which is not even her song, but neither is, you know what? Both of you picked songs that were not Whitney Houston's songs. She remade both of those.
That's okay.
It don't matter. She sung the bitches, though. Yeah. Anaconda, what
you
call it?
You just said Armadillo.
I said Armadillo. Armadillo. Armadillo was a remake, too.
That's not even the same kind of animal. Like, what?
I was like, that shit don't sound right, but I know it's somewhere in the ballpark. Anaconda, Armadillo, same fucking thing.
All right, listeners, I'm trying to keep it fun in the middle, man. I'm trying to figure out ways to do these fatten ups that are different so it's not the same thing every time, but they're not helping me, man. They're not helping.
I think I killed it.
If you have ideas of games you want us to play,
yeah, in a bad way.
I think you're just looking at it from the wrong angle, especially if you're looking at it from my side.
You didn't kill it.
I did. Everybody knows. If anyone that was listening, they knew exactly what song I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him eat the cookie because it's good for him.
Nigga, you still on that same fucking verse. And that's it.
And I don't know that part. So, like, the judge is saying no. I keep saying no to your evidence. You keep trying to exhibit A. And I keep saying, no, that's not admissible.
That nigga still on that same part right there. Like, nigga, what's the before and what's the after that shit?
Listen, dude. Hey, Jason, this is one I really want to ask you because you're a taker. You're one of the biggest takers I know.
And, huh?
Yeah. Like, you take. You're like a narcissist where it's all about you. Most things that you do are based off of you benefiting
what
from
do I get out of it?
Right.
Jim, I think you don't know me well. Mm-hmm. You like the females. I tell them, you have to get to know me, you know, court me a little bit, and then that way you get a true understanding, the true meaning of
it. Well, I'm not trying to fuck you. That's what
you
doing.
Have to.
But that's all you females.
If we're gonna continue to expand our friendship, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. You will want to know that about me.
So you want him to fuck you, or you want how's this gonna
I
work?
Want him to know more about me. If we're gonna be homies, we're gonna be friends. So that if the police ever come to you with some bullshit, you'd be like, no,
hang him.
That's not my friend.
The police better not come to me.
I know him better than that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It depends on what's in it for me. You know what I mean?
The police should not come to me, Jay Smooth. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, hey, so what? You know, we could continue to do a show, though, without him? you're not going to put him in a cell next to Bubba, are you? I mean, that's really the only thing I would worry about. Like, I wouldn't want you to meet your soulmate in jail.
Damn, man, I'd be crying like that nigga off how they see us. You know what I'm saying?
I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Have you, be honest?
No. I mean, I knew the story before, so it's kind of hard to watch it again because I already knew the story.
Oh, yeah, that's what that's about again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where you got your whole education.
You know what's crazy though? Is that this story is not a new story.
Right.
But the social justice warriors found out about it through this new miniseries. And so now they're calling for that prosecutor to be pulled. Like, I get it. I'm annoyed because I'm conflicted. I think that the prosecutor should be looked at, but I don't like the way that it's going down.
But that's
like
so,
they're calling for her head now because they just found out about it. But the shit had been happening all these years, all this time. It had been happening. It's almost like I'm conflicted because I don't want them to go after this woman because of this. I want them to go after her because she's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how about after the system? Why? It's not a one person thing.
Right, and it's not. Yeah, okay, right. That's more along the lines of what I feel.
Right.
That's not what I said, but I feel that what you said is what I feel.
Right.
Yeah. Like, let's attack the idea of this kind of thing happening. How does this happen in the modern age?
So what it is that I think, and to your point, you're absolutely right. They should go after that for that point. But the thing
as
blacks now, I think you're looking at it where we just have so much more at hand where you can versus back then.
So much more.
What does that mean?
So it seemed like that they didn't really stand up. So to speak, right? They didn't really have
The civil rights movement wasn't standing up.
They didn't have
I feel like they stood up more then than we do now.
They didn't have all the inside what was going on and thing like that. The eyes in it just kind of just really inside. Really see.
Start over, Jay Spoon. What?
I'm just thinking. I just feel like that they're more. You know what I'm saying? It's just
more attention.
I just realized something because when he said something earlier in the show, and he was like, "Oh, you know, Jay Mack, you're okay," but I was like, "I don't know. It's not that I have such a tremendous vocabulary. His vocabulary just sucks. He don't know words.
I feel he's trying to say something.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't pull the right word.
The words are not there.
Are not coming out of my mouth.
No, okay. They're coming out.
So let's try to dissect what you're saying.
So I just feel like
there are more eyes on it now.
It's. I think it could have been more eyes on it back then than it is now. The difference between now and then is with social media and what they have, what we have at hand now is a little, you can stream it and everybody can get eyes in on just a story. You know what I'm saying? Unlike, I just say, you have different outlets. You have different outlets, right? Unlike back then, it was just the news, right? It was just the news and it was the newspaper. How you probably got information, so to speak, some information in regards to these stories, right?
Okay.
New York told New York story unless you was on CNN or one or the local station kind of broadcast across the way.
Right.
Now with social media, you have so many different outlets and platforms to be able to talk about, and you can have people across the way. You can communicate back and forth with individuals. You know what I'm saying? Versus having a petition back in the day, and you have to walk. Or you get people to do a petition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's a little different.
Okay. I agree.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I mean, will that make it in?
There's more
eyes in now.
No, it's not going to make it in. No. So I'm not going to... You're not going to get my agreement.
But you get what I'm saying, Dr. Man?
I do. Yes,
my agreement is conditional. Will it make it in? It's conditional, really. It's... You got me. If it will make it in, I agree.
No, but I'm saying, dude. But
otherwise, I can't.
He's got to reiterate.
I can't
now.
Put my stamp on it. If I'm not getting nothing out of it.
But I'm just saying, like, if you have somebody that does a social petition, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, on social media, right? It can get more visibility versus you doing the legwork and you just only have access to that community.
But that's not
yours,
my problem. It's not. It's not the getting more eyes. It's the way that we're going about. Doing the actions. So this woman has been comfortable for years and years and years.
Yeah.
You see one miniseries and now you want her job.
There was some dude that got just arrested, I forget. It was like 47 years he had been chilling in some town, some sleepy town.
Right.
And they just arrested this nigga over some shit. I'm like, damn, 47 years?
And I'm all for that because I think that she was a piece of shit. She was a piece of shit.
Yes.
My problem though is that
So we talked about at one point, is crazy contagious, right? Is it contagious to insanity? Can you catch it, right? I don't know if the actual terminology is catching it, but I definitely believe if you are around it, you can start to normalize things that you would have never thought
You're talking about the method of how they do it.
Just yeah, you just things how things are or how things work. When everybody says this is it, right? So right. She's at a and I'm saying this because I feel like at that time this was much like now business as usual. This is how we do it. We fuck these people over regularly. This is it. If we need some if we need a patsy, if we need somebody to fucking parade out there, we need public opinion one. This is how we do it.
You're talking about social media.
How we, how the justice system, how the fucking.
You're talking about the black kids or the.
Yes, the black kids.
So see, that's.
So we'll get, we'll get any, we'll pick somebody.
No.
And we'll make them.
You're missing my point. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I accept that that's how they do it and that needs to be stopped.
Okay.
I don't think there's anybody who disagrees with that.
Right.
I'm talking about the action against the prosecutor now.
Right, but she's just part of that.
Well, no, because that's recent. All of a sudden now everybody's attacking, hey, we need her job, blah, blah, whatever. My problem is not that they need her job. My problem is not that she needs to pay for what she did, because I agree with that. The reason why I'm conflicted is I don't know that I like the method, because what happens, a lot of people who are firing off on this lady don't know shit about her or about the case. They're just firing off because they saw one miniseries. They may not even have seen the miniseries. They may have just seen the clips from the miniseries or heard somebody on their timeline saying, this white bitch is evil. We got to kill these, and she's white and it's black kids. And it's like, they're just blindly firing. And because there's so much firing, even though 95% of it is blind, now this woman is in jeopardy of losing something. Why that's bothersome is not because of this woman, because she probably deserves to get burnt. It's because of the other 10,000 people that didn't deserve to get burnt, but so many people are just blindly firing at them that they get burnt. You see what I'm saying? So the owner of the Warriors, people didn't even watch that shit. They didn't even see it. They weren't even watching the game. What they saw was a small little clip, and they heard somebody that they respect saying, fuck this dude, he's got to go. He just happens to be white. Kyle Lowry just happens to be black. So it's racial, it's classes, it's all these things.
You want to see it in another form too?
What?
I don't know if you saw it, but it went viral too, where Jay and Beyonce were sitting courtside.
And the white lady was reaching over, looking over.
So, but that's the majority owner's fucking wife.
Right.
That the majority owner that invited Jay-Z and Beyonce to sit courtside.
Beyonce ain't a billionaire yet.
She not.
So she should sit back.
And so hold up. She supposedly, this lady was doing something. And I guess just on the video, it looked like Beyonce was annoyed.
Right. She kind of gave her scooter,
and she had a face that she kind of
shocked. She wasn't interested in what this woman was saying.
Right. Do you know the motherfucking Hive came after that bitch? She had to close her fucking social media accounts.
And the funny thing about it is, much like Jeff Bezos' newly divorced wife, in being a wife, she shits on Beyonce's life.
Right.
Like, Beyonce is a very, very powerful.
But she's a billionaire. She's a wife of a billionaire.
That's what I'm saying. Right. This woman that you're shitting
Beyonce
on.
Beyonce is a wife of a billionaire now.
A one billionaire.
a fresh in the neighborhood billionaire.
Right. Like, if he lose $1, that nigga's right. Because how is it that they total his money up?
Right.
And it's exactly $1 billion. Like, exactly $1 billion? There wasn't no change on the billion. It ain't $1 billion and 37 cents. Exactly $1
billion. Like, one time I was at a Boy's grand opening, and I was the 100th customer.
Right. All I'm saying is, this woman could shit, if she got divorced, all she'd have to do is get divorced, and she could shit on Beyonce's life.
Yeah.
Because she's a billionaire. Beyonce, if her and Jay-Z broke up, I'm not sure that they're both still billionaires.
So she's, okay, so the minority owner is a 2.3 billionaire.
The minority, the
investor, quote unquote. So the nigga that owned the motherfucking, he what you think he doing?
I don't know, but Jeff Bezos' wife is a 36 billionaire,
yeah,
and she's just a wife.
Just by just saying, I don't want to be with you no more.
She can just shit right beside Beyonce and they just come clean it up.
I'm trying to find out her social media, because she says she's trying to give away half of it before she go.
I heard that. Like 18 billion.
Yeah, she's trying to give it away. I'm like, hey.
She still got 18 billion left.
That's what I'm saying. But why wouldn't you, right? I mean, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
I mean, but honestly, I was thinking about that. When you're at that level, I don't know, B. Because I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, she does probably have way more money than Beyonce. But Beyonce ain't hurting for nothing. It ain't nothing that she can't acquire.
Right.
That's not. So it's not like, okay, you just got it folded over multiple times over. We can both do the same shit. Like, you know, bitch, you can't floss no fucking brand that I can't get, you right. know what I mean, or no fucking ring that I can't wear.
Well, I guess the idea here, though, is Beyonce's money tied to someone else.
Yeah.
Whereas that wife, she gets it just from being the wife, and she's now independently wealthy. I don't know what Beyonce's investments are. You see what I'm saying? As the wife, you don't give a fuck about no investments. You're like, no, just that's my cut.
Right.
Like, I didn't do shit, but just be here.
Because if I leave,
that's my cut.
Are they California too?
Man,
that divorce law in California is different.
Yeah, I don't know. My point though is that I think that this woman, I don't even know her name. I'm gonna just be honest with you. I know people probably know her name.
Yeah, so they know. Oh, they fucked her.
They don't
shit
know
up.
Shit about her.
They fucked her shit.
Except
up.
That it's been viral, and she did some black kids wrong.
I hate the fucking Beehive already.
Oh, I was talking about the prosecutor lady.
Oh, I'm just talking about the Beehive too.
Oh, yeah,
because I hate the motherfuckers already. But the fact that they came for this woman, and they have no clue what this bitch is saying. But obviously, right. she
could
annoyed.
Be like, I just really want to give you right. guys some more money for your foundation. Right. Who knows what it is?
Fucking, but obviously, the fucking queen was annoyed, so the fucking drones what, must fucking attack.
She just reached over?
She wasn't even reaching
she, yeah,
over.
She was just, like,
she was just
speaking,
talking over.
Speaking across.
She was just talking. Beyonce was in the middle. She's talking to Jay-Z. Obviously, I got to fucking talk to him. I'm going to talk
like
over.
Like regular
you.
Conversation? Like if you were coming.
A regular conversation.
Talking to someone.
She's sitting next to her husband.
Beyonce had to pull her head back a little bit. That's all. That was the only way she was made uncomfortable.
It's funny how, like, the camera, a camera or a video, depending on the angle and the shot, it can make people can just perceive shit to be something that's right. really not even so, you know.
But the point I was trying to drive home was that I'm not mad that they're going after this prosecutor because she probably deserves it.
Wait a minute. So they're going after her for the shit that happened back in the day.
In 90s, whatever.
Right.
80, when it, whatever, when 90, it happened. Whatever.
But and it's no. The prosecutor.
The prosecutor.
That was just doing her job to put people in jail.
Yeah, but you know, it was a lot of wrong shit. There was a lot of cop problems. There was a lot going on that they could have somebody could have stopped and done the right thing, and they didn't. No one did. They just kept going.
So have and
was
so
this payback for OJ?
No,
because OJ was first, right?
No,
this was they were like, OJ. Yeah, well, you got one
this
nigga
way
got
before
off.
OJ.
Really? So, in the 90s? Because OJ was early
89 or 90. So what? Who's to say that she didn't have other cases like that?
Well, she probably did. She probably did. And see, you're now going to the wrong. You're missing my point. I'm not saying she don't deserve to get it. I agree. She deserves to get it. They need to look into her history. They need to look into her cases. They need to look into her motivations and find out what the fuck happened and possibly vindicate some of these people that she's wronged. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the reason why she got pulled up like this is because of that miniseries.
Eh?
And no, it's not just the miniseries though. It's the backlash from the people who didn't even fucking watch the miniseries, right. had no care about the situation until they saw the miniseries, and now they're just blindly firing because somebody else fired.
Well, you know that's the new thing, right? I think that's the future.
But
Netflix has found a
Are you not listening to what
group.
I'm saying? No, I keep having to reiterate this. The point is that it's not about this one person. It's about the next time when it's somebody who doesn't deserve it, but because they're blindly firing, that person's going to get attacked and done wrong because they weren't a person who was like this prosecutor.
They were like, whoa, did you see all that old shit that they just made new for fucking R. Kelly and all the fucking, you know, all the fucking headlines and shit? I wonder if we could do that. Let's take some old shit. Right. Let's make it seem like it's new.
Yeah, but
and then everybody's gonna be fucking pissed off, and then now because again, what it is the we live in a different time now, right? So when this shit was all going on, just like fucking Ray Rice, right?
Right.
When Ray Rice fucking knocked the shit out of his now wife,
right?
The NFL knew. They initially suspended this nigga 2 games because at the time, yeah, it's kind of what happened. I mean, if you fucking smacked your wife around, you maybe got a game. Or two. It wasn't the first nigga that happened. It was a different era. It was a different time. But then all of a sudden, the fucking tide changed and everybody's appalled and you can't fucking send Alice to the fucking moon no more. You know what I mean? You can't do that type shit, you know?
Right.
And fucking scream like fucking Archie did at his fucking wife and degrade her and make her fucking, you know, women aren't comfortable with that.
Right.
America's not comfortable with that. So everybody's now going, hey, remember when this shit was going on and everybody was cool with it? If we rehash it now, when everybody is fucking with looking at it this way, we can make it new. It, even though it's not new, but it will be new to everybody else because they weren't around to be appalled. They weren't there to witness it. And even if they know about it, they haven't seen it the way we're going to present it to make it fresh and get them all riled up again. And that's kind of the thing that I don't like about it.
You said it wasn't the first nigga that that happened. You didn't finish that sentence out. But, so, like you always do me, it wasn't the first nigga that that has happened to. I want you to say that.
Jerry Mack, it sounds like you're saying that the system or the media is doing this, though.
Well, I think it's not... I think people that put out this shit have identified that there's a market for being appalled. There's a large group of people out there that want to be part of something. I think this is what... everything happens for a reason.
No, let's save that.
Listen, I was watching fucking Sopranos. Fucking little AJ was pissed off because his life didn't have purpose, right? And that was the whole thing. And I think people want purpose. And that's why they fucking prey on people's fucking... You don't got purpose. Going to work every day and paying bills ain't purpose. So then what they do? They get you something to fucking get appalled about. Oh my gosh, someone's fucking been wronged. I want to fight for cause of justice. Then people get all worked up and it's really... You're just a fucking... You're just getting programmed. You're just getting
right.
Made.
And that's where I'm trying to focus. I know that we can say the media, the system, people are doing it intentionally. There's still a person who's affected. I'm challenging all of you to not fall for the shit. That's why I'm bringing it. But see, you're shaking your head. But somebody has to say it because people just don't realize that they're the ones getting duped. They don't know that it's them. So what I'm saying is we have all this backlash against this prosecutor, which is good, but it should have
Come a long time ago, way before
now. 15, 20 years late on this. What I'm saying is that I don't want her, I don't want a person to be wrongly prosecuted just because social backlash.
I don't want her to be rightly prosecuted.
I know. I want people to be rightly prosecuted. But I want people to challenge what it is you're being given. If the documentary says that, don't stop at the documentary. Look at newspaper articles before you start going on this campaign to crush somebody's life and get them fired, canceling somebody. Do more than just the one thing. And most people didn't even watch the miniseries. They just saw their friend post something and they reposted and they saw, well, shit, everybody's saying this. This bitch must be evil. So we're gonna get rid of her. And they don't even know anything about the case. They don't know what her part was in it. Honestly, I think the police station was way more involved in this.
I think all of the motherfuckers, everybody who was a part of that shit the head detective or investigator, the guy at the police station, as well as the prosecutor, them the main motherfuckers that, because they knew all the shit. And then the motherfuckers that was talking to the kid, all of them motherfuckers knew the shit was wrong. They all knew the shit was wrong.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that every single person, I'm not saying the media should stop and systems should stop. I'm saying every single person should fucking stop for a second. Nipsey Hussle, I know we haven't talked about it in a while.
Right.
My daughter was at an open mic the other night. A 40-year-old female rapper was hosting the show. She's 40. Nobody knows who she is. This bitch got a tattoo of an eyeball in the middle of her forehead. She's 40-something. She's still a rapper. Nobody knows who she is yet. She's still trying. She said, I just want to take a moment. She was the host of the show. I want to take a moment and just give some thanks here, because we lost somebody. Nipsey Hussle is our Lord and Savior.
No,
and
she didn't.
She did. She said, he came to me in a dream. And when I've been struggling with this idea because I'm whatever her age, 40, whatever she said. I'm 40, whatever. And, I was struggling with whether or not I should keep going on. He told me that I should keep going on. He came to me in a dream and said, the marathon continues.
Shut the fuck up. No, honestly, if I would have had half a drink. If I'd have had half a drink in me, someone would have fight me because I'd have laughed my ass off. I'd have been the only one. Everybody been so fucking serious, ready to snap and shit.
No, they
and
were,
I would have laughed
people
just
were
like
clapping
that.
And stuff. And she's saying that Nipsey was Jesus. Seriously. Now, I'm not being facetious. She was saying that he's the Savior. He's like, he died for our sins is what she said. She didn't say Lord and Savior. She said he died for our sins.
I was shaking my head because of that kind of shit, be honest. You're saying, you need people to kind of, almost like be a free thinker, type of don't just fucking do this pack mentality. I liken it to those fish that were fucking talking to fucking Nemo. when he or his dad when he was trying to find him, and those fucking silverfish that all fucking move as one.
Right.
In real life, them you don't see motherfuckers varying off.
Right.
The where the pack goes, the rest of the motherfuckers, even if you don't want to go that way, you might have wanted to go. You think you might, as a motherfucking silverfish, think best way to escape is that way. But if the pack fucking goes that way, guess what your ass is finna do? You're finna swerve left. And that's what people are. That's what majority of people are, I'll say. That they're fucking those little silver fish. Nobody is fucking, regardless, even if they, in their head, most people say, I think I should go right. When that pack swerves left, they don't got the fucking gills to go right. Them motherfuckers are busting lefts too.
Nah, I think they want to go right, but they know that if they go right, they're singled out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's they don't got the gills. They're the balls, however you want to put it. They're not there, so they're gonna it's
but that's,
safer.
But that's why I'm here.
Right.
That's what I feel like my role is. Not is to you. Say it's say, what you. The fuck, man. Like, I get it. This prosecutor's a bitch. She probably deserves 10 deaths.
So does a whole lot of other people. This
but
is my
but
thing.
I just say, but let's do it. Let's get it the right way. But, care about the shit earlier. Don't wait until social media tells you to care
so,
about
but
it.
But what my thing is this, right? It's almost like low hanging fruit. So you guys go and you annihilate this bitch. Then you guys fucking are gonna lean back and fucking stroke your dicks and pat yourselves on the back as you guys have accomplished something. And where I'm fucking laughing like all you did was shit. Dick, you haven't fucking done anything.
You put a post up.
Yeah, I mean, you fucking done shit.
Yeah, you retweeted something.
Yeah.
You didn't even do a tweet. It's a retweet.
Even what you've accomplished with this lady's, her life, her shit's fucked up. And you feel like, oh, yes, I've struck a mighty blow for blackness. You ain't done shit.
Right.
You haven't fucking done a damn thing.
Right.
And what, if anything, you fucking made people now more passive because they think they've accomplished something. So now they fucking have a sense of fucking, oh, I've done something. The work is done. I don't need to do something. I can say I fucking was part of this. You ain't did shit though.
But be honest, on social media, there's a lot of opportunists on there. Look for opportunities to be just thinking and say that they want to be a part of something.
Is that what opportunities do?
You know,
look for opportunities.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, wait on some shit. And like we've said before in previous shows that, you know, it's only for the moment though. You know what I'm saying? And then the shit dies off. You know, and then what's next? You know, the next hot fucking story, the next hot topic. You know, then they round back up again.
I hope
Yeah, they revved up.
One thing that I feel like is not dying down is this whole Nipsey shit. I wonder, did she tattoo? I mean, so first off,
did she tattoo the eyeball because of Nipsey?
Right.
I don't know.
This is the thing, though.
She's a 40-year-old with an eye tattoo.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I heard, right. You can't. You gotta take shit with a grain of salt. Like, you can't just. Yeah, people will, if they give you a overt reason not to believe the shit that they say,
yeah,
then you have to go ahead and take that. And because you think you've painted a fucking third eye on your body,
right,
that now I'm like, you're so in tune with fucking the
and
other.
And Nipsey came to you in dreams, they keep rapping.
Something.
That's some bullshit.
You're not even in tune enough to right. understand that you should have not done that.
I told my daughter that I think that she got the message mixed up. When she said that Nipsey Hussle said keep rapping, I think she mistranslated. He really said wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
He's like, you know, wrap it up, B.
You ain't the Morgan Freeman of rap. You can't start at 40.
You 40 and you haven't been discovered yet. It's tough. That's a tough world for a 40-year-old.
No. But and there's a certain demographic that you can only fuck with an eyeball in the middle of your forehead.
Yeah. Like, what else are you going to do?
Like,
work at a pizza place?
You can't even, like,
you can't work at my pizza place with an eyeball in the forehead. Yeah,
you can't even be gangster rap. I'm just saying, as far as the rap industry, everybody ain't going to feel that.
No. Jason, where can you work with an eyeball?
Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that have tattoos at a lot of places we go to in Atlanta.
Yes, but they have unspecific tattoos. It's just bullshit. She has an eyeball.
She just said,
and that's
she
all she's got.
Cyclops,
Little Italy, or whatever it is.
What's that?
What's that little eclectic part of
Little 5 points?
Yeah, Little 5 points. You can work over there.
It's what?
I don't know. They just
a store clerk
selling incense or something.
In a kitchen, they can have your ass in the kitchen cooking.
You got to do something.
Everybody ain't got to see you.
They wear a hat.
She's able to see all the recipe.
Informing people about herbs and stuff. You know what I mean? And natural
shit. Okay, so are you trusting a bitch with an eyeball tattooed in the middle of her forehead?
Maybe. When she's talking about herbs and all of that shit,
I'm not.
She's able to see shit different.
I'm not, because she clearly has no fucking idea what she's doing.
Well, she could have a clear vision.
No, but I don't trust her because anybody who's willing to get a tattoo in the middle of her forehead,
you're looking at it wrong. She has made herbs her sole focus to the point where she's made sure she can't do anything else. And by putting this fucking thing on her forehead, she knows. All I care about is herbs. And guess what? I can do herbs with a fucking eye on my forehead. I can't do shit else. So my focus only is herbs. Or, you know, someone else might be like, shit, maybe I want to go get a real job. You know this bitch ain't thinking like that.
Yeah.
This bitch is only she focused on herbs.
She could work in a funeral
home. Yeah, maybe.
Here's my thing. The reason why I'm here.
Adult bookstore.
You're not
reading porn.
I'll buy a book from her, but I mean, what's her upper mobility like?
No. She has no upper mobility. When you start doing face tattoos, your upper mobility is fucking shit. Gone. Unless you hit it big.
No.
You have to be a rapper. The only people that make it successfully in the world are tattoo artists and rappers with face tattoos.
I don't even think that the rappers who do it make it big.
No. I mean, Lil Wayne has face tattoos.
Lil Wayne didn't make it big. See, Terry.
Baby.
Brilliant. This is brilliant. Lil Wayne for so long was touted as being this winner, this businessman. And then we found out his deal wasn't so good. In fact, he stopped rapping because his deal was so bad.
Right.
He was getting robbed. Robbed.
By his dad.
So I'm here. And I know that you guys are probably here for the same reason. Well, at least I know that you guys are here for similar reasons, I'll put it like that. Because somebody has to say, stop blaming the media, stop blaming the system. It's you, nigga. You who are listening right now, it's you. If you posted something about this 2.3 billionaire and didn't know anything about the shit, you're wrong. If you posted something about the lady who reached over Beyonce and said whatever she said, saying that she's a, you know, get rid of this bitch, whatever, you're wrong. If you post something about this prosecutor who deserves probably to get fucked, but you don't know shit about the case, you're wrong.
Be honest, but it's no different. That shit like that, when people post that shit, it's no different than motherfuckers. When motherfuckers call you and they say somebody died, and everybody goes and I think they died because of this. Right. I think they died. Bitch, y'all don't have no information. Right. Oh, why is she the one doing this? And it's just all the speculation. Or you watch the news and motherfuckers get killed and everybody's just speculating on how they think shit.
Honestly, I don't mind that. I'm very opinionated. I say dumb shit all the time. But I say it, I think, I feel, as opposed to, these are the facts. She needs to lose her livelihood. She lose your job. Cancel you. 1 year suspension. That's not the kind of person I am. I have an opinion, yes, and everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Right.
Everybody. So, but when you start trying to cancel people for your opinion, that's when you need to stop for a minute and read more. Pay attention. Figure some more details out.
So you're just saying this shit is just pretty much just overdue for the prosecutor, like shit should have been.
It should have been done, yeah.
You know, versus
waiting
until this shit.
I don't want it because people who don't know about it are saying she's wrong. They don't even know she's wrong.
Right.
They're just parroting it.
And then you'll get a pelt on the wall, and you'll say everybody will feel good that they've accomplished something. But anyways, Beyonce, I'm really even more not, you know, her mutts. I don't give a fuck about them because they are who they are. Right. They think that they're fucking protecting something, and I don't know. I mean, black women and Beyonce. That could be a whole fucking show in itself. But anyways, because I think that she's their Nipsey Hussle. Could you imagine if fucking Beyonce died? My nigga.
No.
But anyways, when she finds out that her fucking mutts are acting like this and she don't rein them bitches in and come out and say, hey, listen.
She's complicit.
Right. She's definitely that's my point, right?
Absolutely.
And that's where I really get pissed off at, because again, I'm like, why do you let these mutts off the fucking leash and do that shit? If I'm an owner and my dog runs out in the neighborhood and bites somebody, I'm fucking liable for that shit. I'm responsible. Right. But not Beyonce. And she's like, oh, I don't fucking know they're out there doing it. You know these fucking people. Anyways, I'm done.
So be honest, what could happen is with this whole thing with the prosecutor and shit like that, they could use that as far as just open the eyes up as far as the judicial system and say, hey, going forward now, let's make sure we bring eyes on these big cases or just cases, period, and make sure people are treated fairly.
They're not
and
going to.
And given a fair trial.
They're not going to. They're not,
that's what I'm saying.
They're not going to because of the way that we're getting them.
Fairly?
That's what I'm saying. The reason why that will never happen is because the way that this happened was because of some blind posts on Instagram, some retweets on Twitter. That's the only reason why. It's not because people really give a shit. It's because people want to say they give a shit. And everybody in power knows that. They know that it's quick, and as soon as this is going to die down, they may even bring charges to her, but it's going to die
here,
down.
They're like, fuck it, yeah. Take this bitch.
Take
but
her.
See, the only reason...
And you
the
guys
only
will fucking sit down like good mutts you are and fucking, I did something, and then we'll fucking continue to do fucking business as usual.
That's the social media. They just feel like that, you know, when some catches win, we feel like we have to do something now because right. so much visibility is to the shit. But what about before fucking
yeah. I just hope that if I get murdered in the DR this
man,
week,
come
that,
back.
That social media.
Hey, let me some like codes or something, like your saves or something and shit like that. So I mean, because you don't want her to get it.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresigners.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts. And if you have yet to sign up for our premium subscription, you can do that too. raresigners.com/register for $4.99. You get access to all of the Rare Sonnet shows, archive, premium episodes, and all that.
Would it be wrong if I started a GoFundMe for you now?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Right, shit, let's do it. All right, yeah. Make sure we put me on that because we splitting that shit.
No, nigga. No,
man,
no,
fuck that.
It's
nigga,
for,
shit.
This is for this, him,
this is my
man.
My funeral and stuff.
Right.
Fuck that, nigga. Hey, maybe he might, military. Hey, they put him in a box and thun.
It may
dun,
be ransom.
Dun.
You never know.
Hey, we have a nigga come play the bugle and everything.
He may end up in a French Reggie situation.
No, don't do that. Let me just die. Don't have me held nowhere tortured and shit, man.
You want to be cremated or buried?
Cremated.
Right, where you want to pour your ashes?
No, just, you know, don't matter. I don't care.
Grow some weed with it like fucking.
Like, she gonna smoke like your homeboy did in, what was that? Was that How High?
We're gonna go pour your ashes on holy ground.
Oh, okay.
Since you didn't believe in Jesus.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.